Some of the recent federal and provincial announcements lead me to believe that both these levels of government are finally starting to get it right when it comes to skilled trades and apprenticeships. The focus needs to shift from inspiring young people to desire to work in the trades to providing the means for employers to create the job openings that they can be hired for, and it looks like it may well be moving in that direction. In my experience as an instructor with the Tools in the Trades boot camps run out of Niagara Falls, there is no shortage of people of all ages desiring a career in the apprenticeable trades, so it was heartening to see Minister of Labor Seamus O'Regan at Niagara College Tuesday. His visit to the Welland campus was on the heels of an announcement of new support for Canadian business and workers in the federal budget last week. College officials escorted the former broadcaster through a tour of the campus, where he had a chance to meet students preparing for a future in trades and apprenticeships. Rachel Vonk is a student in the 2-year Carpentry and Renovation Technician program at Niagara College. The 28-year-old, originally from Bradford, Ontario, moved to Niagara to enroll in the program. "I've learned everything from framing, walls, floors, foundation concrete, roofing and millwork," she told the local Tuesday morning. "Also soft skills like project management and AutoCAD." Vonk espoused the importance of the college's cooperative education program as she spoke to O'Regan Tuesday. She spent a semester working with Timber Frame Solutions based in Niagara on the lake. "It was great working with owner, Mark Williams," said Vonk, who is hoping to secure a position working at the college or go back to work for Williams when she graduates this spring. "We did pergolas, front porches, back porches, and we did exterior structures and then tongue and groove sheathing on top for roofing." O'Regan met students in the electrical apprentice program as well as automotive students, including Jonathan Rolfe, a NOTL resident. Rolfe and a team of students were stripping back a chassis from a gas engine-powered car in preparation for it to be retrofitted for conversion to electrical power. "We're removing all the brake lines and other tubes," said Rolfe, who enrolled in the program with aspirations to become a vehicle technician in the Royal Canadian Army. "Now, I think I want to own my own garage," he told the local. "I'm looking forward to continuing to get training even after my college program. I'm learning a lot. I'm so much more focused when I'm doing hands-on work. I look forward to coming in and working on cars every day." Lots of attention has been placed as of late on the need for skilled employees in the province. With major growth in population expected in the next 2 decades in the Niagara region, and in NOTL specifically, skilled workers in the construction trades will be key. Currently, the average age of a journeyperson, or skilled tradesperson, in Canada is the mid to late 50s. And the average age of a current apprentice is between 26 and 28 years old. O'Regan's visit was an attempt to draw attention to a part of the budget that a press release from his office says will help ensure fair pay and apprenticeships for workers who build the clean economy. The budget announces additional details on the labor requirements for the clean technology and clean hydrogen investment tax credits, says the press release. To be eligible for the highest tax credit rates, businesses must pay workers the prevailing wage. At least 10% of the tradesperson hours worked must be performed by registered apprentices in the Red Seal trades. These labor requirements must be met to receive the full clean electricity tax credit. The changes in the press release are to take effect on October 1, 2023. Already in effect as of April 1, Canada Student Loans and Canada Apprentice Loans, including those currently being repaid, are now permanently interest-free, and new enhancements proposed in the federal budget will allow students to access up to $14,400 in federal support for the upcoming school year, an increase of $1,260. As well, Employment and Social Development Canada offers financial support to small and medium-sized employers to hire first-year apprentices. ESDC offers a $5,000 grant to businesses for each eligible new first-year apprentice hired. That amount is doubled if the new apprentice is hired from an equity-deserving group. The provincial government has also addressed the skilled labor shortage in recent announcements. Last week, Doug Ford's government promised to invest an additional $25 million over 3 years in its flagship immigration program. They expect the infusion of cash to double the number of skilled immigrants the province can welcome to tackle the labor shortage. In addition, Provincial Minister of Education Stephen Lecce announced early in March that future high school students will have to earn a mandatory technology credit in order to graduate. That announcement followed 2 days after another that revealed a plan to allow students to transition into more skilled trades apprenticeships starting in grade 11 while also earning a high school diploma. The bootcamps I've attended as an instructor feature a day of activities introducing aspiring tradespeople to tasks in the electrical, HVAC, automotive, plumbing or millwright fields. In addition, they have an opportunity to network with local employers and to learn important job search skills. Our first year was spent bringing the program to high school students across Ontario. In year two, however, funding from the provincial government hinged upon the program being delivered to an older target audience. Since that change, the age range of participants looking for an entry into these skilled trades has ranged from 17 to 60 years old. While the pandemic certainly threw things askew during this time, it's amazed me how the issue of supply and demand has started to turn itself on its side. When we began the boot camps, there was a huge shortage of people who wanted to work in the skilled trades. It now seems that more and more want to pursue these opportunities, but the employers need the right incentives to take them on, and fortunately it is beginning to look like that is indeed occurring. Fortunate because only then will the supply meet the demand, and only then will Niagara's, and NOTL's, expected growth become a reality.